on 91.1's Hot Breakfast at 12 past 8. You're with Sam Coward and Narissa Pace. And as one reality TV show comes closer to an end, there is another one starting tomorrow night, Sam.
Yes, and this one has the ability to capture an audience like no other. We're talking about The Bachelor.
Yeah, and The Bachelor himself joins us this morning. Richie Strahan, I think that's how you pronounce his surname. Hey, Richie, how you doing?
I'm really good, guys. Did we get it right?
Is it Strahan?
Yeah, Strawn.
Strawn.
Oh, yeah. So close.
Close, guys, close.
Now, we have to kick it off, and I know that you probably don't want to talk about it, but obviously you were one of the contestants on The Bachelorette.
Yes.
And it was very controversial how it ended. You have said that Sam Frost broke your heart. Are you over the heartbreak?
Yeah, we've welded it back together. It's all good.
It's all good. I like it. Back on the horse.
Yeah, back on the horse. Back on the horse on the search for love.
Or several, as it turns out.
22
horses.
Who's counting?
It's like a Melbourne Cup. You just have to pick your favourite colours.
It's almost like a Ferrari. What's under the bonnet?
Rude. So speaking of the 22 beautiful ladies who are looking for love, they would love to woo you. Can you tell us, ahead of it premiering tomorrow night, how many of the 22 do you neck on with?
I think out of the 22 girls, I end up kissing about 33 of them. So we do the math. Something works out there.
Now,
not going to kiss and tell. Fair enough.
Early running, and I've had a little bit of a look at some of the promo material here. And Megan, can I just say Megan looks smoking. And it looks like you two really hit it off early.
Yeah, Megan's an absolute sweetheart.
He's not going to give anything away.
Nothing. There's nothing. I can't even prize it from him.
So will you be watching the premiere episode tomorrow night, Richie?
I certainly will. At 7:30 on Channel 10, I'll be nice. be watching with both hands covering my eyes.
Does it feel different? I mean, obviously you're on the other side of the coin with The Bachelorette. Now you're the man. You're back. You've got your magnificent abs on show. Do you feel additional pressure now that you're the one having to make the decision? And do you think the fact that you're on The Bachelorette will make you go a little bit easier on the ladies?
It gives me a little bit better perspective having done The Bachelorette, being on the other side. I can certainly understand where the girls are coming from, and you know, I can really respect the fact that they're there putting their hearts on the line to you know, really try and meet someone. So there's you know, a lot of responsibility that comes with that, and I try and really respect the women for putting themselves out there.
Yeah, for sure. So for the other people who are single around the place who can't get their own reality TV show, any tips for finding love? And what do you look for in your partner?
I think when you're looking for someone, the biggest thing is you just got to find someone that really wants to be engaged with you. Like it's one of those things. If you're on a date or something and someone doesn't really give you 100% of their attention, they're really just not that into you. So you got to look for someone that truly just wants to be with you and give you everything that they've got. So, I mean, when it comes to dating, I mean, there's a million and one things out there. You got eHarmony, for the younger pups, you got the Tinder. There's all the good stuff out there. So, everyone has the tools at hand.
Yeah. Well, look, we're looking forward to following your journey, Richie. I'm feeling nervous for you, though. I don't know. Like, it's not my bag.
It's such compelling watching. Like, it is one of those shows because it is incredibly raw, isn't it? I mean, this is your life on display.
You're kissing on national television all these different women.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. There are some moments that I'm just like, oh, my gosh. You know, it is a really big thing to jump on national telly and put myself out there again to, you know, hopefully find a beautiful woman. And, gosh, there's going to be some some laughs along the way. I can give you that red hot tip.
Well, Richie Strawn, I want you to do one little favour for us. I know you're in the media circus at the moment and there's going to be lots of things going on. I want you to do two things, if you wouldn't mind. The number one is whenever you feel yourself about to say the word journey, mm-hmm. I'd like you to replace it with the word migaloo, if you can. And the other one is, whenever you say the word beautiful, if you can replace it with the phrase snot bubble. Because you're going to say, look, you are...
Beautiful.
Exactly, because how many... Beautiful and journey, if you can replace it. You know, tonight, Megan, you're such a snot bubble. I just think it would be so much more interesting.
Oh, mate, I reckon you're onto something big there. You might get a job as a producer on the next season.
Shame they've already wrapped up filming, Sam.
Yeah.
And the rumour is that Richie has found love. Are you going to tell us yes or no? Did you find love, Richie?
Oh, look, it's a good rumour, but you guys will have to tune in tomorrow night to find out.
He's good.
Very good. Well, don't miss it. 7:30 tomorrow night, Channel 10 and the Wind Network. The Bachelor kicks off. Richie Strawn, thank you so much, mate, for joining us. And you and your perfect abs can bugger off.
Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
It's the Hot Breakfast, Hot 91.1, 17 past 8.